Hi, everyone. This is Jen Schroeder from the Chicago office, and I have number 7 on the top 10 compliance issues for 2016, essential health benefits. As you might remember, essential health benefits are important for two reasons, annual and lifetime dollar limits and out-of-pocket maximums. For the first one, the ACA says no annual or lifetime dollar limits on essential health benefits. And what are those? Well, we had to look at state benchmark plans to determine what's considered an essential health benefit. For fully insured plans, you use the state benchmark plan for the state in which your plan is situated. But for self-insured plans, you actually get to choose any state benchmark plan to determine what's considered an essential health benefit for your plan. Once we picked our state benchmark plan, we had to look to determine what's an essential health benefit and then remove all annual and lifetime dollar limits from those benefits that are considered an essential health benefit. So why are we talking about this now? Well, the states all had an opportunity to update their benchmark plans. For 2017, we need to take a look at those new benchmark plans to make sure that we don't have any annual or lifetime dollar limits on any new essential health benefits. If you don't have any annual or lifetime dollar limits on any benefits, you probably don't need to worry about this particular piece. But what you may need to consider is number 2, the out-of-pocket maximums. The ACA says that non-grandfathered plans can exceed the out-of-pocket limits for in-network essential health benefits. And for 2016, those limits are $6,850 for self-only coverage and $13,700 for anything other than self-only coverage. So that's it for essential health benefits. Hope you have a great 2016. This is Jen from the Windy City.